Welcome, everybody. Shia number 1121. We're learning today. Lilul Nishmas Moshe Doig Ben Rabbi and Cecil. Lilul Nishmas Blima Bas Reb Moshe and Refua Shalei Machana Bas Estemalka. Getting back to our Malacha of Tzad trapping. Okay, so I just want to go through a few creatures, if you want to call it, if they fall under the category of which we've been talking about, Mina Nitzay, the Eina Mina Nitzay. In other words, is it a type of a creature whereby a person traps it in general and they make use of it? Or is it a type of a creature that a person doesn't trap it? Or if they trap it, they trap it to get rid of it, like we saw by the fly and so on. Okay. So first of all, and that will make a major difference, because if it's if it's a type of a creature whereby a person traps it in order to use it, then that will be a deraisa of trapping and using it. But and a drabbanon to get rid of it, whatever. But we'll talk about that. But if it's a type of a creature whereby they trap it in order to, the person in general, people don't trap it, and it falls under the category of Eina Mina Nitzay, then the Mishnah Berurah told us, even though one traps it to use it, for whatever reason, it would still be only Dirabbanan, Midrabbanan. It would be a major difference. So first of all, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Yud Gimel, he goes through a couple of items which would pertain to us in general, pertain to everybody pretty much. Sifkat and Yud Gimel and our Simon again, Shin Tez Zayin, which is talks all about the halachas of trapping. And he says fish, the end, we'll go backwards actually, Vidogim, he says fish, we all understand, Hu Bechlal Dover Shebeminoi Nitzayt. Regular fish is, any type of fish in general, is what we call minoi nitzayt. People trap fish, and we all use fish, right? So therefore, when it comes to a regular fish, one has to be careful. If they have like a larger area of water, and they somehow get it, let's say on Shabbos, for whatever the reason is, not even without touching it, but they just bring it into a very small, tiny little place in the water and enclose it over there, and to the point whereby in one swipe, you stick your hand, 1, 2, 3, you'll be able to grab it. Very simple. So that would be running into a possible deraisa, depending on how small it is. That's why I say possible, depending how big or how small the place is. If you could grab it in one swipe, so then that would be a deraisa of tzad trapping. If you would not be able, if you enclose this fish, let's say, any type of fish, in general, the average type of fish, we're not talking about a shark or whatever, but the average type of fish is a regular mina nitzayt, is a regular trappable thing. So if you would enclose it in a little bit of a larger area whereby you have to start jumping around after the fish, so that would be a drabonon. So that's the difference between when we say trapping, when you enclose something, into such a tight space whereby you grab it in one shot, right, in one run, like sort of. So then that's a deraisa. If you grab the creature which is minoi nitzayt, which is normally trapped like a fish, right? If you did that to a fly, which we'll talk about in how that works in a box or whatever, you did that to a fly, so that would only be worst case scenario derabanan, because not it's bad enough, but it would be derabanan because it's eina mina nitzayt. It's not the type of thing that is trapped where people. Not type of creature whereby people take it to them once they trap it. Okay, so that's that. Well, so fish we see. Now, what about bees? Bees, everybody, right, as always, the bees, what do we do with the bees? So the Mishnah Berurah says that the vayrim by bees, it's a machlaikis, he says, mashma be-beis Yosef tu bechlal dovash ha-bemina nitzayt. It's mashma from the beis Yosef taka, that it is mina nitzayt, which would make it into a problem if you trap a bee. Avul shar paiskim pligyale, but there are other paiskim who taka argue, and v'chei mashma mea gra, he says, again, all in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Yud Gimel, it's mashma from the gra, other paiskim, Sifkat and Vav, whatever the case is, that they argue and they say, no, it's not a mina, it's she'ena mina nitzayt, which would make a major difference because it's flying around in the sukkah, whatever the case is, and again, not a time or place where somebody's allergic to it, it's time or bee, whatever. So if we could show that it's ena mina nitzayt, it's worst case scenario drabonon, because it's not the type of thing that people usually trap, so then that will make it easier, if need be, that whereby it would have to be trapped. Again, I'm stressing the point not to kill it, to kill these things, to kill the fish, to kill the bee, to kill the fly, whatever. That's a different malacha. That's shoychet, and that is definitely aser to do. That you cannot do. We're dealing with simply trapping. A person has a bee flying around in the sukkah, you want to throw a cup over it. Could I throw the cup over the bee? Okay, so that's what we're trying to talk about right now. So, just to explain, he explains as a dirshu in ice number 15, in the back. So he says like this, that explaining what does this mean. We know that people do trap bees. I mean, you have to make honey, making honey, and the bee makes honey, or whatever the case is. But he says that type of trapping is a little bit different because of the fact that they really have to fly around. They have to fly. They have to, you know, go into the flowers with the pollen and make the honey. And there's a whole thing. You can't trap a bee and stick them in a little place. It's not going to work to make the honey like that. They have to fly around. They have to be open. Opposite, they can't really be trapped. So that's what he brings down, and he brings from the Avnei Nezer. I'm sorry, that's what the Avnei Nezer says. He brings that from the Avnei Nezer. They have to fly around. In other words, not to trap. Then he brings also from Rav, does the Dirshu, and again in Ois 15, from the Rav Nissen Karelitz also, that since the She'ein Shimush La'odam Beguf HaDavarim, in other words, person, when they trap, by these other things, like a fish, you trap a fish, you take it to eat it, right? Usually, that's using the goof of the fish, the body of the fish, per se. Or other animals, if you want to, let's say, I trap an animal, I use it as a pet, so I'm really using the body of the animal, per se, as a pet. I'm just giving an example. But over here, he says that you're not trapping the bee for the bee. So he brings, Rav Nissen Karelitz brings it from the Chut HaShani, he brings like this, that she'ein shimush l'odam meguf hadavarim, ela rak v'pa'ales yitziris hadavash. The only why people might trap a bee is to get honey, to make honey, right? And he says, how do they make honey? You have to leave it, like, free. You have to leave it free. And have to fly around and go and, you know, with the pollen and the honey and the flowers and the whole story. They have to be free and flying around. So the trapping is not really, a bee is not a real trapping, even though somebody might trap a bee, but still you gotta let it go and let it go make honey, which it has to be in a free state to do that. So he explains that even if a person traps a bee, they're not doing it to keep it trapped, right? They're not doing it to keep it trapped, only to have it free, possibly in a different place to have it free, but to have it go free. So he says, therefore it's not considered a minei nitzeid. It's not considered a animal, a creature, which is usually trapped. It's an interesting concept, even though people trap it, but it's not used in a state of being trapped, and you're not using the goof of the bee itself. So that's why many poskim say that it's a bee would have a din of einoi minoi nitzeid, that it's not the type of a creature that is trapped. Okay, we'll stop here, and hopefully next time we'll try and get into a little bit more possibly with the bee, how to work with it in reference to, like we said, you can't kill it, but in reference to trapping it, throwing a cup over it, and the various different situations with the bee, we'll try and get a little bit more into that. Bezras Hashem, b'linei d'atzlochem, bracha, thank you for listening, kol tov.